What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, it's another name, but I can't think of nothing but lightwood.
Okay, fine. Let's see. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes in?
Rod and hanger. Means I got clothes hangers.
And what do you call the room where you hang those? Well, if you come in from outside, you put your coat on a hanger and then hang it
in the hole.
Okay. And what do you call a little room that clothes can be hung in? Like a little room that's just right off a hall, maybe, where you hang clothes.
Closet.
Okay. And let's see, what would you call a great big old piece of furniture that clothes can be hung up in? It might have a mirror on the door, and you can hang clothes up inside it. These are kind of old fashioned now.
I got one out there. Got two. What is the other one in here?
What would you call those things?
I'm trying to get them together now. That's what it'll be when you want to know something.
But that's okay. I'll come back to it.
Why you hang your clothes?
Yeah. You can hang it. Well, usually these particular things that I'm talking about, there's one place where you can hang clothes, and then there's some drawers.
And close the door?
Yeah.
And close the door. Got one out on back porch now. What is
it? Well, we'll come back to it. Maybe you can think it up
maybe
in the meantime.
So.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the side of a house? On the side of a wooden house, the boards that are like this. Keep the weather out.
The size? Weather board.
What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Small porch that doesn't have a roof on it. We used to have a roof on ours, but we got a roof inside both on it now. But you said a small place that don't have no.
Yeah, a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it. Or would you just still call it a porch?
I just still call it a porch. A lot of porches out there.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Got one of them. A lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
Rocks or stones piled up.
A wall or a fence.
You might call it a fence.
Okay, fine.
Mine, wide end.
What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and it has a handle on it and you carry water or milk in it?
Water or milk in it.
Mm-hmm. But
milk bucket?
Yeah, fine. And what would you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Bucket.
Would you you call it the same thing whether it was made
yeah,
out of wood or metal?
Right.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you can turn it on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. What do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Can't think of what you call it.
Would you call it a spigot still, or would you call it something else?
No, I don't think we call it a spigot. The water runs out of the spigots, you know. I don't know what that would be called, a spigot funnel.
Okay.
Funnel.